Yes. How are you feeling today? Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, and I want to welcome you to our podcast where I'm going to help you learn the tips and information to help you achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet while saving our planet at the same time. Today, we're going to be talking about getting fat. Well, more specifically, how to get the proper fats that you need to achieve the body of your dreams. What fats do you eat that's going to help you lose body fat? Which fats do you eat to help you gain solid, rock-hard muscle? And which fats do you want to avoid? We're going to talk about all of those things today. So I hope you're ready. Let's begin. Let's talk about fats. Now, for so long, I was taught that losing fat from your body meant that you needed to go on a low-fat diet. Boy, was that ever wrong, especially when I started understanding more and more about biochemistry and biology in the human body. Oh, that is wrong. Here's the thing. Not all fats are created equal. You need fats to lose fat. And we're going to talk about the best ones. Let's start with that, because I know everybody, most people who are listening to this, they want to lose some more fat, they want to get more lean, they want to get that six-pack. So let's talk about a certain type of fat called omega-3 fatty acids. Yeah, baby, omega-3s. What am I talking about? Well, let me tell you a little story. So when I was first starting my training business, my big thing was helping people get six-packs. Six-packs really, really fast. And I was given a formula of a ratio of carbohydrates, fats, and proteins that were designed to help me get a six-pack really fast. So basically what it was about 30 to 35% protein, 50 to 55% carbohydrates, and about 15 to 20% from fat. Now, what I did this by accident. I made all of my fat come from fish oil, not by eating fish, but literally supplementing with fish oil. Number one, because it was cheap, and I just heard it was a really high quality fat at the time. I got so ripped so fast. I'll show you pictures of these. I mean, just unbelievably ripped. And if you go to my Facebook page, you'll totally see it. Friend me on Facebook if you're not already a friend of mine. It's just facebook.com/Tadlock, and look at my 28-day transformation. Not my vegan one, but my non-vegan one. I got so ripped so fast using fish oil, it blew me away. And I didn't realize what caused it, because I tried to duplicate those results on my clients and it just wasn't working. But here was the difference. I told my clients that they needed 15 to 20% of their calories to come from fats, okay? But I didn't tell them that they should be getting it from fish oil. Now, I don't believe anybody should anymore because I'm vegan, but let me just tell you what's going on. So they were getting their fats from just about every other source. I mean, they were just counting the fat that they found in the cream that they were consuming. They were counting the fats that they got from peanut butter that they were eating and putting on their bread and toast and so on and so forth. They were getting their fats from everywhere except from fish oil. Now, what the heck is so special about fish oil? Well, fish oil is one of the most potent sources of omega-3s that there is, period. It's the type of omega-3s that's in fish oil is the kind that doesn't require any conversion at all for your body to turn into fat-blasting, metabolism-boosting raw materials for your cells, and you want that. So what I noticed is that the clients that were not doing the fish oil, they just weren't getting results very quickly. Their fat was coming off, but coming off very, very slowly. We're talking like a pound every 2 weeks or so. Then there's the clients that were doing the fish oil, and they were doing it at high doses, you know, 20% of their diet was coming from there. And man, they were doubling the rate of results. I mean, in fact, some of them were losing 1 to 2 pounds consistently per week, nonstop. So it wasn't until many years later that I run into a very famous doctor who's also a very famous biochemist who's also a person who's achieved one of the lowest body fat percentages in human history. It was like below 2%. It was ridiculous. So this guy knows a thing or two about body fat loss. And he told me, he's like, oh yeah, the fish oil all the way. It's the omega-3s in it, specifically the EPA and the DHA. You want to consume high doses of that in order to lose body fat. I was like, whoa, that's pretty cool. So I did a case study, and I wrote an exercise program for the fitness equipment company behind the show The Biggest Loser, a company called StarTrack. And what I got to do was I got to run real people through a case study using my exercise program, but I also decided to put them on my little nutrition program that I created. So the nutrition program involved consuming 3 to 5 tablespoons of pure fish oil every single day. And the results that we got were absolutely out of this world, through the roof. I mean, we're talking, we were getting people losing anywhere between 12 to 22 pounds in 28 days. I mean, I'm going to tell you that we've had even greater results than that, but this is the first run through of this, 12 to 22 pounds in 28 days. I've never achieved results like this for clients ever before. I put myself through the same program, and I got to show you, I mean, my body fat percentage dropped so low. I had a super ripped six pack in just 4 weeks. And again, you got to check out the pictures on my Facebook page. It's just remarkable. So that showed me how powerful omega-3 fatty acids were. And the way this doctor, his name is Scott, the way he put it to me was this. He's like, look, when you consume other types of fats, like omega-6s, what happens is you promote something called inflammation, which is very, very good for muscle building. Very good. Inflammation, it's the healing process of the body. Very good. To put it simply, inflammation sets the stage for you to be able to augment tissue very effectively. That means that your cells are good at sucking things in. That means sugar, you know, sugar, other amino acids, other nutrients, things like that. It's really good at doing that. So you want to build tissue, inflammation's good. You want to lose tissue, it means you want to reduce tissue and release fatty acids. The omega-6s aren't that good, but you do need them. That's where omega-3s come in. You see, because during an inflamed state, when you have a lot of omega-6s, for example, your cells, the walls of the cells are very hard. And I'm so sorry, by the way, I'm so sorry if this is getting a little bit too technical and scientific. I don't mean to do this, and especially if this is getting hard to understand, I so apologize. I'm going to do my very best to keep it simple and keep the conceptual stuff really at the forefront of this. Anyway, so the idea is omega-6 makes cells rigid. Omega-3s make cells, I'm talking about all the cells in your body, very fluid. Okay, so just remember that. Omega-6 rigid, omega-6 fluid. Fluid meaning flexible, flexible, flexible. Anyway, the more flexible your cells, the easier it is for your fat cells to release fatty acids. Also, the more effective your cells are at getting the signal to lose fat. Because you realize, in order for you to lose fat, your body has to send a hormone, which is a chemical messenger, to tell the fat cells to release, 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 release. That has to happen. Now, that only works if the cells actually receive the message. And part of the problem sometimes is when there's too much inflammation, that means you're not getting enough omega-3s, sometimes the cells just don't get the message because they're just too rigid. You ever talk to somebody who's got a rigid personality? It's hard to get information through those people. But you find somebody who's a little bit more laid back and flexible and loose, that information gets in. Well, guess what? Your cells work exactly the same way. So you increase your omega-3s, baby, and boom, fat loss starts working so much better. And that's exactly what we saw happen. Now, what does that mean for vegans? Because I just told you that fish oil is the best source. And you know what? For right now, for what my experience, it is, hands down. But you know what? We can do better. Maybe not in terms of the speed of results, but we can certainly do just as well over time, and we can do it in a much safer, cleaner, and healthier way for the environment. And the two biggest sources of omega-3s for vegans are going to be from flaxseed oil. That's going to be the number one. And then next to that is flax seeds. Now, I'm going to find people telling me that chia seeds has omega-3s and so do walnuts and things like that. Now, chia seeds are awesome. But right now, they're so freaking expensive to get a decent amount of omega-3s, it's just not even worth it. Go with flaxseed oil. Flaxseed oil. The oil. And you want to do about 3 to 6 tablespoons of this stuff a day. Now, mix it into your shakes. You can drink it plain if you want. Totally up to you. I'll dry heave if I drink it plain. I have to mix it in my shakes. But you don't even notice it. That's going to be good. It's not going to give you as much as the fish oil, but it will give you a decent amount. So 3 to 6 tablespoons every single day. And if you increase that even more, you're going to do even better. But 3 to 6 tablespoons, that'll get you started setting your cells up so you can start losing body fat rapidly. Sound good? Now, with the flax seeds, that's a little harder to say. Because some people might ask, well, how many flax seeds should I eat every single day in order to get the equivalent of that? My answer is, I really don't know. And here's why. You could calculate the amount of fat that's in a flax seed and then kind of estimate how much flax seeds you should ingest. But here's the problem. In the seed form, flax seeds are kind of a pain in the butt because you don't really know how much you're getting. There's like this, there's like a little... a little chemical on the outside of a flaxseed that when it's released, it will start denaturing the oil. And it'll start denaturing the oil very quickly. We don't want that. And that's where you want to soak your seeds and stuff like that. You know what? That's just too much effort. Just do the flaxseed oil and do 3 to 6 tablespoons or more a day, and then you're golden. And then have as many flaxseeds as you want on top of that. Does that make sense? Good? All right, fantastic. Now, let's talk about the omega-6, because I did mention that you need those. Where do you get omega-6s from? Here's the thing. We have omega-6s are found in so many different foods that we are by no means deficient in that. In fact, in the United States, we have anywhere between a 20 to 1 or 40 to 1 omega-6 to omega-3 ratio. That means we're getting way more omega-6 than we need. Or another way to put it, we're getting way too few omega-3s compared to the amount of omega-6s that we're having. What the heck are omega-6s? Well, it's the type of fat that's commonly found in nuts. And in a lot of animal products. But since we're vegan, we're not even going to talk about that. So mostly nuts. Nuts are like your greatest source. So if you like peanuts, dude, omega-6 city, up the yin-yang. If you like cashews, huge source of omega-6s. If you like almonds, even though there's omega-3s in them, there are way more omega-6s. How do you find the best sources? Well, here's the best sources. You want to go natural and you want to go raw. So I'm going to just tell you right now, best source of omega-6s, go with nuts. Now, why the heck do we even care about omega-6s? Well, here's the thing. When you want to build muscle, and this is what I did when I was building my muscle. You want to build muscle, you got to have both omega-3s and omega-6s. So what I did was I had about 6 or more tablespoons of flaxseed oil every single day. And on top of that, I also had a couple tablespoons of almond butter and peanut butter every single day. So about 2 to 3 tablespoons of peanut butter, almond butter. I'd switch it up. And yes, you know, some of you who are really anal about this stuff, you'll look up, you'll see that peanut butter has way more omega-6s than the almond butter. Average the two, and that's how much I was getting. I was putting it in my shakes because it tastes delicious. Okay, so natural sources. So when it comes to nuts, you want to get the raw kind because that's going to make sure that the quality of the oil that you get is in the best shape possible. Because what happens when you start cooking stuff, and especially with omega-3s. Omega-3s are so fragile at high temperatures that when the people who are like, oh yeah, I eat a lot of fish, so I get a lot of omega-3s, wrong. Because what happens when, if you're going to eat fish, you're going to have to cook the fish, I assume. And then what happens is that usually the temperatures that you cook the fish at totally denatures the fish oil that's in it. So that means the omega-3s are virtually useless that come from the fish. So there goes that idea. Omega-6s, well, are definitely a lot more stable, way more stable. But here's the thing. You can never beat raw in terms of nutrient value, right? I hope you agree with that. So you want to try to get as much raw as possible. You can go to the store, like a natural foods grocer, like Sprouts. I do a lot of talks at Sprouts. I can definitely say that they've got the stuff. You can go to Whole Foods. You might be able to go to Trader Joe's. Just look for a peanut butter and an almond butter, and you're just looking at the back where the ingredients is real simple. If it's peanut butter, just peanuts and salt. That's it. For the almond butter, again, just almonds and salt maybe. Okay, don't worry about the salt. You'll be fine with those if you're drinking a whole lot of water. But that's where you want to get your omega-6s from. Very, very good sources. Now, the stuff that you typically want to avoid, which we don't have to worry about as vegans, is we want to avoid saturated fats. We don't really get that much of it. You can get saturated fats from like coconut and coconut oil, but you know what? When I was going through my transformation, you can tell in my pictures, I definitely got a lot leaner. I was eating whole coconuts some days, and more just for fun, not for any other nutritional value, but I was eating whole coconuts. During that 28-day period, I probably consumed, no joke, about 7 coconuts, whole coconuts, and it just didn't seem to make any difference. So, you know, there's some saturated fat in coconuts and coconut oil, but it just didn't seem to make any difference to my body. So I don't know if there's something different about the saturated fat from a meat, an animal product versus a coconut. I don't know, but I loved the fact that I got a great result with it. If you have any information about that, and please make sure that you have experience behind it, please send it to me. If you know something or have some insight about coconut oil and the saturated fat in it and its effects and possible benefits, please let us know. Share, especially if it's got a benefit to our physique, because that's what we are all about. So hopefully that was enlightening for you. So in short, if you want to lose body fat, you're going to have to turn up the omega-3s and, don't do anything with omega-6s. If you want to build muscle, because remember, omega-6s help increase inflammation, which is really good for augmenting tissue. You actually want a combination of both. You want high omega-3s and you also want high omega-6s. All right, give it a shot. Apply it to your current nutrition if you're either muscle building or if you're trying to lose fat. Let me know how it goes. If you need help, don't be afraid to reach out to us. Remember, we're all in this together. We're all here to help each other out. Go to veganbodyrevolution.com and also join and become a fan of our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. I thank you so much for tuning into this episode of The Vegan Body Revolution. Thank you so much for being a part of the solution and not the problem. Here's to your dream body. This is Thomas Tadlock, and I am out.